Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As we approach the 4th of July, Independence Day, this is a great time to reflect on the value of freedom and all the men and women from the beginning of this country and all those who even continually serve now, the sacrifices that they have made for our freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's just heartbreaking to watch all these, the history just being torn down right before our very eyes, and to think about all the people that sacrificed for that freedom that we have, and now people just recklessly burning flags and tearing down statues. It's heartbreaking.
It really is. And you know, in Atlanta, there is a place called Oakland Park Cemetery, and it actually has a beautiful statue dedicated to the unknown soldier, and a number of soldiers in the area have been buried there, names who we don't know.
It's like,
and
that big lion, isn't
the
it?
The lion.
Oh, it's beautiful.
An amazing lion, and it's resting with its big mane on top of the flag, and it's just like almost caressing it. It's an amazingly powerful, emotive statue. And I posted on my Facebook the before and after of that. And people that were the rioters went there, and they just literally desecrated that beautiful memorial to the unknown soldier. These are people who gave everything, that went to our defense of freedom,
so that we could live in this free country.
Yeah, these are spouses that lost their spouse. These are children that lost their parent. These are parents who lost their children. Mm-hmm. These are communities that lost friends, and they gave their life for everybody. And here in America, it's been heartbreaking to see what's happening. And the hypocrisy is staggering by our elected officials. For example, the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she's the one that literally even threatened to bulldoze the two Romanian churches for having worship services of more than 10 people. Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois is the governor of that state that said, churches, you're not going to be able to meet for 12 to 18 months any greater than 50 people, and that's only when we have contact tracing and vaccinations and so forth. We had to drag him all the way to the Supreme Court before he removed those restrictions, but he could reimpose them at any time.
And these are church members that fled from communist Romania, many of them, to come to a free America.
They never thought that they would actually
be treated like this
and threatened with arrest, because they both have been threatened with arrest, the pastors of the Romanian churches we represent. And now what happens is you have 30,000 people gathering together in Illinois, in the Chicago area, to protest, and they say nothing about it. In fact, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Governor J.B. Pritzker actually speak favorably, and Pritzker participates in a march with about 1,000 or more protesters, and at the same time wants to crush churches. And the mayor of Chicago wants to crush churches, and yet the marches are okay. And you have Governor Cuomo in New York saying, well, this is a historic moment, and the marches are not the same as church services. We're going to continue our 10-person limit on churches, but not on these marches. In fact, they'll go out and march with them. The hypocrisy of all of that. Mm-hmm. The fact that George Soros, you know, back in 2016, gave $33 million to the Black Lives Matter organization. I want to emphasize I'm talking about the organization. And that organization is founded by three women that literally hate America. And at least two of them are trained Marxists, and they want to literally bring Marxism to our country. This is an organization that has had a long history of condoning violence. And so here we are in now 2020, and we're celebrating Independence Day. I want to read you something from the Declaration of Independence, because these founders actually wrote their names at the end of the Declaration of Independence. And John Hancock, as you remember, wrote his signature very big so that the king of Great Britain could see it. He wouldn't have to take off his spectacles to look at it. The king could see it. And he knew, along with the others, that by putting his name down, that he was risking, he was laying down everything. All the things he ever worked for, his family, his own life.
And many of them did, you know, endure persecution, deaths of their families, because they signed their name on that document.
Yeah, they signed their name on the document, and that death certificate is our birth certificate of the United States of America. And some of them, of course, did live through it, but many of them died. Many of them were killed, tortured. They lost everything. And it says here, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. In other words, when it comes in a point of history where the government that they live under no longer protects these liberties, then the laws of nature and of nature's God, natural law and revealed law, ultimately give you the right to have a separate and equal station as a new government. But whenever we do this separation, just so that everyone knows why we're doing it, not for light or transient reasons, but for serious reasons, we want to declare those causes which impel us to the separation. And then here's the meat of the declaration. I won't read the whole thing. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new safeguards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. And then they go on to list all the different causes which brought them to that point. It's a powerful declaration, and I encourage you to read it. We actually have the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution in a little pocket-sized booklet called The Patriot's Handbook of American Liberty. You can get that by going to our website, lc.org, and you can order these little pocket-sized constitutions right there on the website. The Constitution, by the way, also has great footnotes, because if you just pick up the Constitution and read it before you even get to the amendments, you're going to find some provisions within the body of the Constitution that have been amended. And if you just read it offline or someplace else, some of these actually have been amended and changed. So we have footnotes for all of those so that you'll know exactly what was amended, what's not amended. And it's a great little booklet with an index at the end. You can look up anything. And it's called The Patriot's Handbook on American Liberty.
Yeah, I imagine those important documents probably are not taught in history classes any longer. So it's important that we read that to really understand the priceless value of America.
It is amazing that we are here in this country. It does have a lot of flaws, and certainly we have committed some wrongs and atrocities, and we need to repent from that. At the same time, this is a country that provides the most freedom in all of the world. And there are people that want to tear it down. They want to destroy it. This rioting that you see, what you see in Seattle. This is not regarding a particular cause to end discrimination. This is to end America as we know it. And that is the whole agenda of the BLM organization itself, to literally end America and traditional family as we know it. We need to not only understand our freedom, but we need to take action to defend our freedom. It's not passed down in our DNA. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, order the Patriot's Handbook of American Liberty, and may you and your family enjoy this Independence Weekend.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.